Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Hallelujah. We know so much is going on over here. Today we are just here to be a part of what God is doing. We know if you see us here today, we are just to add to the building blocks that have already begun. Because I know something good is going on here. But I came here this very morning with the word God placed in my spirit that tell my people that I am the God that overturns. And I'm about to overturn every circumstance and every challenge in the lives of God's people. People of God, some of us have suffered too long. God sent me to tell you the situation in which you are now is not going to last forever. Oh, come on. Your amen is weak. Your amen. Hallelujah. I said it's not going to last forever. Something is about to turn upside down. There is going to be an exchange. Ladies and gentlemen, I announce to you, wherever you are in this building, that there is going to be an overturning of every challenge, every battle, every circumstance. Somebody came here this morning, and all that you are thinking about is that if you don't get a word that will bring you out of this situation, you will drink a medicine and die. But I came here today to tell you that we have come to the mountains. We have come to a place of change. And I announce to you that before you leave this place today, the God who turns the situation around, the God who is able to overturn, is about to change your story. And I want you to know that after every story, there is a glory. Come on. I announce to somebody, it doesn't matter how people have mocked at you and make you a laughing stock. This very morning, there is a word God is about to deposit in your life. A change is coming. Your story is turning. Somebody lift your voice and shout, I hear you. Come on. Come on, lift your voice and shout, I'm coming out of every situation that the enemy put me in. Somebody shout, I'm coming out. Listen, I can hear you shout, I'm coming out. I don't know where the enemy placed you, but I came with a word that God said he will overturn until it becomes whose right it is to take it. Hallelujah. Whatever is your right as a child of God, I see you taking it. Come on, whatever is yours as a believer, I see God delivering it into your hands. The louder your amen, the faster the breakthrough. Take your seat shortly. Amen and amen. Amen. Now I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel chapter number 21 from the verse number 27. And I know someone is asking, what do you mean by overturn? Child of God, to overturn simply means to turn something over or upside down. To overturn simply means to bring to a total reversal of an unfavorable process calculated to frustrate your destiny. Hallelujah. I'm taking it again. Amen. I said to overturn simply means to turn something over or upside down, or it could be to reverse or cancel something which has previously decided or orderly to frustrate your destiny. Hallelujah. And this morning, anything the enemy has done, prepared to frustrate your destiny, which has been calculated by any power, any spirit, or any evil person, there is going to be a total reversal. Your amen is very weak. I said there is going to be a total reversal. Now, the God we serve is a God who is infinite in his power, in such a way that he overturns every negative circumstance and difficult situations in our favor. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of Ezekiel chapter number 21, I'm not going to keep long at all. I'm going to just give you a word that God gave to me, and then we will pray and see what the Spirit of God has for us. Hallelujah. Amen. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it him. Hallelujah. Until it comes whose right it is, and I will give it him. Hallelujah. There is a royal blessing, a royal position that has to be given to somebody who is a believer, because every child of God is supposed to be royal. Hallelujah. There is something that belongs to somebody that person is here today and must take his right position. Hallelujah. Now, I realize the people of Israel have received a word from God, and God have broken them out of captivity by prophecy and has told them that they will get to a land filled with milk and honey. These people have come to a point where they were out and they sought the face of the Lord, knowing that God has spoken, and whatever God has said has to come to pass, because he watches over his word to perform. Amen and amen. Amen. But these people encountered certain kings that were not chosen by God, selected by God, but came in by another king somewhere to rule their lives wrongly and cause them to walk in certain ways they are not supposed to walk, do things that they are not supposed to do, which does not please God. Amen and amen. So these people were in sin because they had the wrong king. These people were doing things wrong because they had the wrong word, king. Hallelujah. There are some of us who are doing certain wrong things because the one controlling our life is not God. Amen and amen. But I pray for you today, whoever is in control of your life and destiny is about to give up, and I see God about to take over. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever is making you to live certain kinds of life which does not please God is about to be taken off the way, and I see God stepping in spite of you. Hallelujah. Come on, may God step in spite of any power that is controlling people in your family. May God step in spite of any other spirit that is manipulating the lives of people in your family. After this service, God sent me to tell you, whoever is not in the right position, ruling your life, governing your life, sitting on your life, is about to be taken off. Jesus. And wherever you belong to, Jesus. God sent me to tell you, it shall be no more that the enemy will control you again. It shall be no more that a certain spirit will rule your life again. It shall be no more that a certain lifestyle you are living will continue, in the name of Jesus. God sent me to tell you, if you came to this meeting, there is going to be an overturning. There is going to be a total reversal of anything the enemy calculated, predicted, come on, to frustrate your destiny. I announce to somebody here, every verdict and handwriting of the devil operating in the life of people in your family after this morning minus you. Come on. I said after this morning minus you, because ladies and gentlemen, God has brought us here to work in us. God has brought us here to work on us. God has brought us here to change things that are not benefiting us, and it's not allowing people to glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. So, a king called Zedekiah was ruling these people, but he was not a king that was chosen by God. Hallelujah. So these people were in sin, and they were wallowing in sin to the extent that God has now left them. And it went on for a very long time. I don't want to go much into the story, but I realize that in the verse number 21, go to 21 first. Go to 21. When you go back to 21, you realize that the Bible was speaking about the king who was ruling them. And prophet of God, look at what the Bible said about this man who is ruling him. Listen, in this nation, I have realized, man of God, that many people are ruling in certain areas, but they are not using the right spirit. But very soon, I said very soon, God told me very soon, I'm going to sieve. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to sieve. Tell somebody very soon. Hallelujah. Now he said, for the king of Babylon stood at the pattern of the way, at the head of these two ways to use divination. He stood at the pattern of the way. These people were supposed to get to a land that is full of milk and honey. To prevent them from getting there, he stood at the pattern of the way where they are supposed to go through to get to their destination, just to interrupt. Hallelujah. I wish I can speak to you like my prophet. Hallelujah. To stop them from going to their promised land. Now he uses something. The Bible said he used what? Divination. He made his arrow so bright. Then he went ahead to consult with images. He looked into the liver. Listen, there are people who are looking through the liver and they are misleading God's people. But thank God you are here this morning. Hallelujah. God is about to overturn. And those people who are misleading people, who are standing on God's people's way using divination. And let me tell you, divination is the counterfeit of prophecy. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Sometimes it looks like prophecy, but it is not. Amen. Amen. They look into the liver. They consult images. But they carry Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. And they are misleading God's people. And some people think that they have arrived. Some think that they have gotten there. Little did they know that there is a spirit called the spirit of divination that is ruling and governing their lives. These people were in that and they didn't know. Amen. Amen. And they went through it for a very long time until God now have to raise a prophet and give the prophet a command and uses that prophet, hallelujah, to come and overturn and change. Ladies and gentlemen, I hear God said this morning, any person ruling your life by the spirit of divination,
Jesus.
God said, enough of that. That thing must stop. That nonsense must stop. God said, I'm about to bring a change in Ghana. And if you are seated here today, I speak to your life. Whatever the enemy has dug you with, any spirit that the enemy is using to stop you from getting to your destination, I announce to you, it is time for an overturning. Come on, I said it is time for an overturning. Anything calculated by the enemy to frustrate your destiny, anywhere the spirit of the devil or the enemy is standing to make sure they interrupt where God is taking you, I stand against it as a prophet of God, and I plead with all of you that after today, hear the word of God. May you have the spirit of discernment to know who and who you will go to. May you have the spirit of discernment to know.
to fellowship. May you have the spirit of discernment to know who is using divination and who is using the spirit of God. Hallelujah. He uses divination. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse quickly. I will end very soon. Amen. Now, at his right hand was the divination for Jerusalem. At his right hand was what? The divination for what? For Jerusalem. To appoint captains to open the mouth in the what? The slaughter. To lift up the voice with shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gate, to cast a mount and to build a fort. He has his own intention. Meanwhile, God has spoken to these people and they are on their journey. Hallelujah. It was a royal journey, a royal position. Some of you, you are supposed as a Christian to embark on a royal journey. And there are certain spirits, certain powers, some that you got to and submitted to without knowing. Some that are from your family. Some that were not chosen by God. But God sent me to come and tell you this morning in this place, that power is about to be overturned. Whoever is not in, who is in your life without God putting the person there, God is taking that person over. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch TV and you saw somebody and by that you got afflicted, God is going to overturn. Man of God, I was at a radio station and I saw a man of God who was preaching and he has two feathers in his ears and he and I began to ask questions, why is this man doing that? Because after that I'm the one going to preach, and they told me that that is what he has been doing for years now. Or see, say well yes sir, na enkrofo etie mo e ma wo mu ba wo mu asori divination. Amen. People are doing things to drag people to their church and they are afflicting them, but not some of us. Am I speaking to somebody here? When these things were happening, God looked for a prophet. God looked for what? A prophet. And it was a prophet who came to give a word to move these people out of divination. Remember, they look into mirrors. They consult what? Images. And they try to keep you as a slave. Meanwhile, as a child of God, you are not supposed to be a slave. Some of you have been slaves to certain powers and certain spirits. Ghana, some of us have been slaves under certain leadership. But I came to tell somebody, whatever the enemy place on us to limit us and to stop us, any gates they shattered and closed, I hear God said, it is time. I'm about to overturn. Amen. Come on, somebody shout over 10, over 10. I can't hear you say over 10. Shout it again, say over 10. I can't hear you say over 10. Now, another meaning I saw for over 10 is to put a first full stop to every operations of the enemy, to every spirit of divination, to any power that we have become subject to. Hallelujah. Amen. And this morning there is going to be a forceful stop. Amen. Come on. Forceful stop over lesbianism in Ghana. Jesus. Forceful stop over armed robbery in Ghana. Forceful stop over killing in Ghana. Over kidnapping in Ghana. We overturn.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Some of us have been working for many years now, but we have not been able to save anything. Come on. You are working for people, you don't know their source. And because they have a source, the thing has been scheduled and designed in such a way that when you even work there for 10 years, there is no way you could use the money for any good thing. but we are overturning. Somebody, I said, we are overturning. Any kind of power that is ruling your generations, ruling your family, ruling anything that you belong to, I stand here as a prophet of God, speaking only what God sent me to speak. Any power, any witch hunting, any diabolical power, any legislation, any principality, any human being in power who is ruling your life in a way that has disallowed you from getting to your destination, we overturn. Come on, I say we overturn. We put a force for stop to it. We cancel every verdict of the enemy, any ancestral handwriting. We stop it right now. Somebody shout, I overturn. I can hear you. Somebody say, I overturn. Lift your voice and say, I overturn.
I overturn.
Hallelujah. To overturn also means to overrule every verdict and abolish every ancestral mandate. It also means to reverse any ancient archives. Hallelujah. It also means to cancel anything that was issued on your life, even unknowingly. Hallelujah. And people of God, in this place today, I see about 12 people. By the close of this service, anything that you don't know, which is ruling your life, anything you don't know that has made you stationary, anything you don't know that has made you to be in this state, I came to announce to you, there is going to be a turnaround. Come on, I said there is going to be a turnaround. Maybe you are here and you are before the Red Sea, and behind you are Pharaoh's army. God sent her to tell you, no turning back, because there is a way out, there is a way forward. The people began to cry and they said, Moses, why have you brought us here? Are there no graves? Hallelujah. Moses said, God said, I should tell you, move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, there was an overturning. God always have a strategy to deal with the things that are not right in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, God waited. When they chased them through the sea, then he returned the waters. I see God about to return certain waters. Your amen is weak. I say God is about to return certain waters. They thought they have ended with you, but God said, I should tell you, there is no way that you will continue to bow your head. When they try to scatter you, just like they scattered Judah, God will raise up carpenters and he's going to set you free. I see a setting free. I see a turnaround. I see a change in the name of the Lord Jesus. I see few people in scriptures who are products of an overturning. Esther was one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it was said that no one will be able to get to the king's gate, left alone to enter into the inner court of the king in order to receive half of the inheritance of the king. But when Esther came in contact with grace and favor, oh come on, I see an overturning. There are some of you here, it has been said that there are places you cannot go. It has been said that they have drawn a line, but God sent me to tell you, you are a line crosser, you are a limit breaker. Ladies and gentlemen, they have done this to many, but I see you crossing the line, jumping over the line. Come on, we don't serve a dead God, we serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He did it for Esther. He's about to do it for someone. He did it for Isaac. He's about to do it for someone. Lift your hands and shout fire. Hallelujah. Papa, Esther was just a common maid. Hallelujah. Somebody will ask, how did Esther get to the king's palace? Esther went to visit her uncle, who was just a watchman. Hallelujah. But by grace and favor, he was able to enter. And the moment the king saw Esther, oh, come on. Amen and amen. Amen. Esther was entitled to half of the inheritance of the king. Esther was a product of an overturning. Hallelujah. Amen. Child of God, today God said he's making somebody here an Esther. Listen, by the order of Esther, somebody is going to overturn. You are overturning situations. They said you will not become, but I see you becoming. They said you will not enter, but I see you entering. And you are entering not because of your beauty, but you are entering because of grace. Come on, can I talk to somebody here? You cannot be in alabaster and fail. I said you can't be here and what? And fail. You can't be here and be limited. You can't be here and be afflicted. You can't be here and divination will get hold of you. Hallelujah. Because grace for achievement, accomplishment, attainment, and fulfillment is in this house. And by the close of this service, some of you, you will see that God has given you an overturning situation. I said God will give you an overturning situation. Amen and amen. It was when there was an overturning by the prophet Ezekiel. Hallelujah. That these people were fulfilled as a people of God. Amen and amen. Can I speak to somebody here? Maybe your life is so dry and it seems to you like it has come to an end just because there is a spirit and a power controlling your family. Man of God, I've met people that they don't know what they have done, but just belonging to a certain family, certain spirit, have ruled their life to the standard. The thing has become like a sequence. What their senior brother went through, they are going through the same. What their junior brother experienced, his children are also experiencing. But ladies and gentlemen, until God gives them a word through a prophet, remember when the people of Israel were about to cross over, God gave them a prophet called Moses. Come on. And I came here today standing with our prophet. Anything that the enemy has done to keep you at one spot forever, I came with the word of God that there shall be overturning. I said there shall be an overturning. And ladies and gentlemen, this kind of overturning that is about to happen is something that is irreversible.
It shall not work on your life anymore. That power will not operate in your life anymore. That spirit will not work in you anymore. We reverse it today. We cancel it today. We abolish it today. By the mandate given to us by God in heaven, I announce your victory. I announce your coming out. I announce your victory. I announce your coming out. Lift your voice and shout, I'm out.
I'm out.
Amen. I've realized that there are few things that we must overturn. And because of time, one of the things we must overturn is the pharaonic mandate. Hallelujah.
Pharaoh is a spirit that always wants to rule over your life and make you a slave, that you will not be able to get to where you are supposed to get to. And Pharaoh will not let you go until you walk out violently. Remember, the Bible said, the violence shall take it. The violence shall take it. Oh, do I have some violent people here? Yeah, I will really hear what they are now. You are about to take it by. Sikame Yahudiano, you are about to take it. Etsumane Yahudiano, you are about to take it
by force.
John the Baptist was waiting for God. He was waiting for Jesus to come and deliver him out of prison. But God, in his own sovereignty, wanted John the Baptist to know that the fact that he's in prison does not mean that God does not exist and does not work. Hallelujah. If anybody must question the identity of Jesus, it shouldn't be John. Hallelujah. But John sent his people to go and ask Jesus, is he the same Savior that said he was coming? And if he's the same Savior, why should I remain in prison for a very long time? Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said, by the time he complains and questions the identity of Jesus, Jesus sent an answer and went to him and said, the blind still sees. Amen and amen. The lame still what? What was he teaching us? He was teaching us that he has given us power. He has given us something that is bigger than the battles we are fighting. And therefore, whilst we are waiting on him, he's also waiting for us to come out. Am I speaking to somebody here? So Jesus came up and he began to teach Johnology. He began to teach the study of John. He said, hey, I want to tell all of you here that this John that we are talking about here is greater than any other prophet born of a woman. Amen. What he wanted to say is this: John should not have been in prison for that long. John should have reacted and overreacted. Some of you, it is time for you to react. Come on. I said, it is time for you to overreact. Because it is your reaction that will let God react. Am I speaking to somebody here? John, you are greater than Elijah. Greater than any other prophet like Abraham. John, there is no reason why you should be in prison. Some of you, there is no reason why you should be in the situation you are now. Because if you are here, good teachings is coming. Prayer is coming. You are fasting. Hallelujah. But you see, sometimes there is something in your life which God wants you to cut off. He wants you to drop that thing so that he will make you a son who is begotten. Oh, come on. Am I speaking to somebody here? Hallelujah. John has something in his mind. And look at how he died. His head was requested by some foolish girl. Amen and amen. Amen. Listen, I pray that that will not happen to you. Amen. Tell somebody, I carry a DNA of overcoming. And I will overturn. After this meeting, I will overturn. That circumstance is no more. That challenge is no more. That sickness is out. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know what you carry. But today God sent me to tell you that your bus stop is not your last stop. Your current condition is not your final conclusion. Amen. Nyankopon obeye biibi. I say nyankopon obeye biibi. Amen. Wo mo di usuache. But ene, nyankopo be you free mo. Listen, they have tortured you for too long. God is about to overturn. The blessing that is yours is coming. I see progress in your life. Come on, I see no limitation in the name of Jesus. I see progress in your life. I see no limitation in your life. Somebody say, I'm going somewhere to happen. Somebody shout, I'm overturning. Somebody say, I cancel every verdict of the enemy. Somebody say, every handwriting of the enemy,
it is erased
and it shall be no more. Lift your voice and shout it. Hallelujah. Go to the verse 12. I'm ending very soon. I want us to pray and then we will prophesy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He said, cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terror by what? Reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy what? That tie. Listen, God is about to smash and fight everyone that will stand on your way. Your amen is very weak. It's a prophetic word. Michelle won't come. Amen and amen. Any spirit that will stand on your way to use divination, any power that will stand at the parting way. I will say sometimes a coin me no na ube timi a faso di ako baby anya nkupo on the woko. But a time for no timi sinini na. But I came to tell you, he said, I own the keys of David. When I open, nobody can shut. And when I shut, nobody can open. He said in Isaiah that I will put the keys on your shoulders. Come on, this time around, no one will open for you, but God is giving you keys to open. I said, God is giving you keys to what? God is overturning. Now, come on, say, hey, see that. Now, we'll be you free. Hallelujah. May God plant your feet on a solid ground. I say, may God plant your feet on a solid ground. Receive your testimony this morning. Receive your miracle this morning. Receive your breakthrough this morning. The enemy may be battling you left, right, center. But after today, I came to tell somebody here that you are walking out of the battle. You are winning the battle because God is overturning. I said, God is overturning. Somebody shout, overturn. Come on, shout, overturn. Shout, overturn. Shout, overturn. Clap your hands and shout,
overturn. Overturn. Overturn.
Hallelujah. For all things work together. I said all things work together. Hallelujah. For those who love the Lord. How many of you love him? Listen, what they intend for evil is going to work for your good. God will overturn the situation. What they intend for evil will make you a celebrity. Lift your hands and shout, I receive it. Come on, jump up and say, I take it. Somebody shout and say, I overcome it.
Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.